Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, as she often does at this time on this day, when we're lucky, and we really are lucky to have her, is the national security expert and Fox News analyst, KT McFarland. KT, happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning.
You know, as everyone is still focusing on issues here within the United States, there's some troubling stuff going on overseas. And most specifically, when I see Russia deploying missiles in places like Kaliningrad and
right.
people in NATO taking issue with it, my antenna goes up. What's happening with that?
Yeah, and I was there a couple of months ago and toured and was visited with the presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which are the Baltic states next to Kaliningrad. I think the Russians are getting into position to test us, and the whether there will be a testing during this lame duck period of President Obama, or probably more likely something for the brand new Trump administration. I think the Russians are getting themselves into position so that it's a fait accompli of saying, here we are, we're back in, you know, the Warsaw Pact countries, the area of Eastern Europe, and don't you dare threaten us here in NATO.
Oh, man. And so that, I mean, that's a heck of a showdown for either a lame duck president
yes.
or a new president.
But it's a smart move on their part because they figure, well, Obama, lame duck, no drama, Obama, he doesn't want a crisis at the end of his presidency. Not only is he not inclined to step up to the plate, but he certainly won't be as he's on his way out the door. And they'll get away with it, and by the time President Trump comes into office, there will already be nuclear weapons in Kaliningrad.
Well, yeah, but how critical is that? I mean,
it's really critical.
Yeah, I mean, what is the advantage for them to have those missiles there?
I think what they're trying to do is to reestablish and rebuild the great Russian Empire. I mean, when Putin and Trump had their phone call a week ago, it was very fascinating to see the two press releases. The Trump administration put out President-elect Trump put out a press release saying, you know, they look forward to good relations, et cetera. But Putin put out a press release saying, we're looking forward to a relationship based on respect, equality, and economic considerations. So he's already put his marker down. We want to be at the big boy table again. We want to be treated as a world superpower again. We want to be respected, unlike the Obama administration, which was one of constant humiliation to Russia and to Putin personally. And finally, they want the sanctions lifted, and they want an opportunity to have Western and particularly U.S. investment.
All right. So the House of Representatives last week passed this, what they call the Iran Sanctions Act, which would reestablish sanctions for, I guess the way it looks, 10 years on the Iranian nuclear regime.
Mm-hmm.
And the Iranians are responding saying that there would be retaliation. Now, this measure has not gone to the Senate. It
right.
has not been signed by the president. But nonetheless, Iran is making some very threatening noises if this were to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the Iran nuke deal from the very beginning was they got all the rewards up front. And so why should they bother to abide by the deal?
Mm.
And they're almost saying, make my day, do something to, you know, to abrogate the deal or to punish us, and then we'll just go right ahead with our nuclear program. So instead of having nuclear weapons in 10 years, we'll have them in 10 months. And I think that the whole Iran relationship needs to be rethought. How are we going to deal with a nuclear Iran and other countries in the region which are already trying to get nuclear weapons of their own or nuclear programs to match Iran's? I think we've got to continue to squeeze them economically, strengthen our allies in the region, and make clear that if they do go to the point of developing missiles, that before they even do that, we will have a missile shield up and in place.
Mm.
Because the next president, here's what Trump's got to face. He's going to have three big nightmares at the very beginning of his administration, besides whatever tests others will do. He'll have to deal with the whole issue of Israel at the United Nations, because they're going to press to make Palestinian territories into a Palestinian state. The other two issues are nuclear, and that's the big deal. That's the, you know, you don't recover from that kind of deal. And that's North Korea will have nuclear weapons with missiles capable of reaching the United States in the Trump presidency, and Iran could well, too.
Yeah, but here, I mean, I guess you're right when you say, look, these bad actors around the world, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, people who are wanting to test the waters, see how far they can push. Boy, if you're looking at the world situation right now, they got to be thinking, make moves right now. Because Obama doesn't want to fight, and we don't want to have to deal with Trump when he gets in office. Let's go ahead and make any moves we want to make now.
Make them now, the same way they did when Jimmy Carter was in his last weeks of his months of his presidency. And also, they've got, you know, Trump is right when he says, I'm going to be a little unpredictable. I'm not going to tell him in advance where I'm going with any of this stuff. So that's got to put a level of uncertainty into any testing they might do. I think the first test that he will face in the first 2 months, 3 months, will come from radical Islamic terrorists, because they've got nothing to lose. The others, the Russia, China, Iran, they may be a little more cautious, but the North, I mean, the radical Islamist extremists, they have nothing to lose, because there's often no return address on the terrorist movements that they have.
KT McFarland, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Are you a turkey gal, or excuse me, a dressing gal, or a stuffing gal?
Oh my gosh, I have a big family. We have both.
Such a diplomat.
That was
Kissinger-esque. That was impressive. Thank you
so
much, KT.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, KT. It's
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.